Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Is there any way to characterize Wisconsin's contribution to the effort in Iraq?
I think so. I think we served alongside our active duty counterparts for the last 10 years, providing the same services and the same support, and we did so successfully, and we did so frequently. And at the same time, we were maintaining operations here at home.
Guard members did a number of jobs in Iraq and around Iraq in the effort. Are there any tasks that Wisconsin units did that you could maybe draw some attention to?
Sure. I don't think people realize that, you know, Wisconsin National Guard troops were involved in combat operations in the beginning, and they were there, you know, in 2003, whether we had military police companies patrolling the streets in Baghdad and providing protection and services, and we had infantry units, you know, clearing buildings and capturing bad guys, all the way up until the end when we were doing more sustainment operations of medical care and detainee operations and base defense. So it really was a realm of combat to sustainment, and, you know, we were one of the first units in, and we were one of the last units out.
In fact, I believe it was a soldier from Beaver Dam who said that he was literally the one to turn the lights out on the way out of Iraq.
We did have one of our aviators say that, you know, when they left that building, that was the last U.S. force to be serving there.
Have we changed the way that future wars will be fought, more with the Guard and perhaps less with the regular military?
Well, I certainly can't speak for, you know, our leaders at the highest levels, but what I can say is to not use us would be a waste.
One strain that puts on the Guard is the multiple number of call-ups and also the strain that's put on families and communities.
Well, I think that we did deal with it, and we continue to deal with it, but we did so successfully. And I think one of the telling signs is that troops were not just being ordered to deploy on multiple deployments. They were volunteering.
Jackie Guthrie, thanks for being with us.
No problem.
But for some veterans of Iraq, like Milwaukee's Jason Moon, the experience did not feel like a success. He drove a backhoe and other equipment for a Guard unit based in Tomahawk. He says he was unprepared for his 11-month deployment, and his experiences there were disturbing.
Well, on our initial convoy into Iraq, we were ordered to not stop for children in the road. So we were told we were going to run over kids. We were told we could shoot if there was an aggressive target behind 30 or less civilians. We could kill all the civilians to get to the target. So just things that seem to go against the winning the hearts and minds, because when you kill people who aren't the enemy, they have a tendency to get upset and remember it and become the enemy.
Today, Jason does suicide counseling for veterans and has raised $12,000 for vets charities through sales of his CD, Trying to Find My Way Home.
I'm a songwriter, so I use music to try and help other veterans realize that there's a way home. It's kind of a long and painful way, but there is a way home.
The child inside me, long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone, trying to find my way home.